Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in. Gary Sharp Show on a Tuesday. Matt Stein is in for George. George will be back with us tomorrow on a Mailbag Wednesday. A busy show. Who knows what will happen during the course of today. We'll keep our eyes and ears locked into Madison, Wisconsin on any COVID-related news that is coming out of Madison. There is a mole in Madison. Will that mole deliver more information that takes you a bunch of different ways emotionally on will Wisconsin be down to their fourth-string quarterback? And maybe the more realistic possibility, is this game going to be played? Is there a chance that this game could not be played? So we will keep an eye on that because we are in COVID ball and we are in Big Ten protocol, which now will get challenged. But who knows what to believe coming out of Madison, Wisconsin. I think that there is enough smoke to go along, throw in some fire, that Wisconsin could be down a couple of quarterbacks that get to know Danny Vandenboom. I said it yesterday. Is there a more Wisconsin quarterback name than Danny Vandenboom? I've got thoughts on that. But the biggest news that just come out in college football is what game day is going to do. If you want to, first of all, we got spoiled this past weekend. Maybe we don't deserve a sports weekend like that when it comes to our football or even our baseball. For people that don't know, Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. Dodgers could win the World Series. We got spoiled this weekend. We had some bonkers football. It was fun for the Big Ten to be back. It was also fun to begin football at 11 a.m. and go through the nighttime. The Mountain West took care of us. The Pac-12 is going to come back. But we've got college football from morning to late night. We got an incredible day of the NFL yesterday, including that window from about 3:05 to about 3:20 on Sunday, where you had teams that were simultaneously melting down. So we had a great weekend of football. This weekend's slate, you never know. I mean, everything is so unpredictable. We don't know what kind of games we're going to get, what kind of upsets we're going to get. But if you want to fast forward to the 14th of November, that weekend, that is a weekend that Nebraska is scheduled to play Penn State. That is a weekend that Alabama and LSU are going to play. That is a weekend that Bud Crawford is going to fight again on regular ESPN. You're not going to have to dole out the extra cash to watch Bud fight. And now, the biggest announcement of all, and this makes it really, really cool, it is also the weekend of the Masters. It's taken a little bit, but to watch an SEC game on CBS and then to see the Masters promo at the same time, at first it was like, And then after you see it, time and time again, you're like, I could be down for that weekend. Well, game day is going to Augusta. They will be just outside, if you're familiar with Augusta National, Ike's Pond, right there on the ninth hole. That's where game day will be, and they will broadcast live on the 14th for what is going to be an incredible day of sports in this country, from college football to the Masters going on to around here, Bud Crawford fighting. The one thing I have found, and I might be alone, Matt, you can chime in on this, is I used to get up and Saturdays, for example, watch the pregame shows, whether it be ESPN's now expanded three-hour game day or the Big Nude Kickoff show on Fox, which is 2 hours prior to the kickoff. Even I'll watch on Sundays the NFL Network pregame show, might stop by and see CBS because that's usually where the Chiefs game is. So I want to see if they have any features on the Chiefs. I have found myself this year, I just want to watch the games. I just want to get right to the games. Just dial me in at 11 a.m. to watch the game. I don't need any pregame. Dial me in at noon to watch the game. Don't need any pregame. I may be in the minority in that. It just seems, I was thinking about that the other day, is I don't have that desire to go and watch pregame stuff. I just want to watch the games. I don't need all the chitter-chatter before the game. I know what I'm getting. I just want to watch the games. I will say that it'll be appointment viewing to watch game day at Augusta National. That is a great idea because LSU-Alabama is that day, and that's usually where game day is. I can only think of maybe in the last 15 years, maybe once or twice, that game day has not been around the environment of LSU-Alabama. Great move for them. Great, great move for them. Because this year it just seems that they have a little bit more competition when it comes to what people like. from Fox compared to ESPN. And Urban Meyer is the guy that makes the difference, in my opinion, on why people might be tuning in more to Fox than they are of ESPN, or maybe they're just tired of ESPN and now they're all on to Fox. Do you watch the pregame shows?
I used to watch the pregame shows religiously. Every Saturday morning I wake up, and I wake up probably at least by 10. At least. Just to watch, you know, college football game day.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm like, okay, what's the predictions? Is there anything on Nebraska? Anything, you know, anything worth watching? And sometimes you find a good nugget of a story every once in a while, you know, that has no pertaining to, you know, Nebraska or anything around the Big Ten. Occasionally you find that. This year, I have been completely tuned out. I'm just like, just give me the football. Just give me the game. I don't care about all the theatrics beforehand, because at this point, it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's
the
more
pandemic,
so.
Pandemic thing?
I almost wonder, because it's almost like a sports deprivation kind of thing for me, I feel, because it's more so along the lines of, okay, I just want to watch some football. I don't care about, you know, who wins, who loses, because I think this year, more than any other year, predictions don't matter nearly as much as they have, because anything and everything has been happening this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, road games don't mean as much anymore because you don't have the home field advantage. Underdogs have been winning big over ranked opponents. It's just a year of chaos, I think, more than anything. And the biggest detractor, I believe personally, for those pregame shows, there's nobody behind them. There's no crowd. Sometimes you watch for those crowd signs,
yeah.
And it's tough. And I would assume it's tough for the host as well, because they love to feed off that kind of vibe and energy. But I think more than anything this year, it's just show me the football. Show me the games. Show me what's going on.
But I'm not alone here. I think that is probably with no fans, and that makes the atmosphere at both of those shows. I want to watch games. We haven't had a continual stream of games. Now we do. I just want to watch games. All right. Coming up at about 12:30, Andy Kendi will join us. Plus, we'll talk to Robin Washett, and also Tom Chattel will join us on this Tuesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Big Ten protocol. We all know it's strict. You asked for it, you got it. But what do you think about it from Wisconsin's perspective? And I noticed when that news came out yesterday, or actually Sunday night, about Graham Mertz, I didn't jump into the camp of, oh, now we got him. 7 straight losses by Nebraska to Wisconsin. I was actually like, it's unfortunate that he might not be able to play. You want Wisconsin at full strength. But don't be in the party of the asterisk. There's no asterisk in 2020. Don't be in that party. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. But will the game be stopped this weekend? What would it take? We'll try and figure out what's going on in Madison. You're always welcome in the show. 951-1620, the number to hop in the boat and start rowing. I'll even put Bears fans on the couch after that performance last night on Monday Night Football. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, gary@1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed @GarySharp1620, or the official Twitter handle of the show @GarySharpShow. We're back with more after this on a Tuesday on The Zone.